It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas to those that celebrate. As I'm recording this, it is the 24th of December. Apologies that it's been a few days since I've recorded an episode of the podcast. As you can imagine, around the holidays, things are a little bit crazy. I've actually been off work since, the 14th of December, which is awesome. My middle son, he was done with his finals the next day, so he's been off for a while as well. And my other two boys got done on Friday. So it is officially holiday season in the Chewy household. And we are looking forward to celebrating not only Christmas, but the new year. And And so, you know, I was thinking about, you know, quitters, as I often do, quitting around the holidays. And, you know, whether you've just made your decision to quit dipping, or you're a longtime quitter and you've made this kind of New Year's resolution to quit again, quitting around the holidays can be really difficult. That being said, there's still no time like the present to be quit. So don't make that mistake of saying, you know, I'll quit after the holidays. There's never going to be a, quote, good day to quit. So I would urge you not to wait. Here's the reality. As we've said, quitting is stressful, and the holidays, unfortunately, with family, friends, and work obligations, they can add even more stress. Many times, people get overwhelmed during the holidays when it comes to their quit. I'm here to tell you that it can be done. Recognize that you are in control of your quit. You control whether or not you have a dip. You control whether or not you're sneaking away from your family to dip, or if you're going to stick around. In fact, in my experience, a dip-free holiday season is much better than one where you're trying to fit in your dip along with everything else that you've got going on. As we've talked about, depression for some people is unfortunately a part of some people's quits. This can really be compounded with the feelings of depression that some people get around the holidays, regardless of their quitting. Depression can be a serious medical issue for some people, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't speak to this kind of medical depression, but what I can speak to is quit depression. This, like all your other symptoms when you quit, they will go away with time. I often tell people to go back to basics. Drink water, take it one day at a time, 1 minute at a time if you need to. Get onto our Discord server, get onto our forums, leave a comment on our blog, leave a comment on the main site, and you can do it. Now, right around the corner from Christmas is New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. I can't tell you how many times along the way, before I quit, I'll throw this dip out at midnight, and then I'm done. I guess now that I think about it, I can tell you how many times I did it. I did it 17 times. Because for 17 years as a dipper, I told myself, I'll either have my last dip later this night or on January 1st. And it's going to be my New Year's resolution to quit dipping. And as we all know, the vast majority of New Year's resolutions get broken. I would urge you not to be one of those 88 or 90% of people. I looked it up a while ago. I think it's 12% of New Year's resolutions actually stick. Which again, that equates to an 88% failure rate. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Why set out to do something if the odds are so overwhelmingly against you that you're going to fail? It seems pretty silly to me. Again, that said, every single year, and I did it too for 17 years, quitting dipping, quitting smoking, it's very high up on the list of things that people are considering to do when they're talking about a New Year's resolution. If you haven't quit yet and you're considering making that New Year's resolution, I'm here to give you something that will make your odds of success that much higher. If you just take advantage of what you have at your fingertips, you can succeed. Part of the reason that quitting dipping is so difficult is because most people don't understand what it's like to be a dipper. They don't understand what it's like to quit. They don't understand how it feels when you've walked out of the house without your tin and that panic sets in. They don't understand what it's like to bum a dip off a guy that you don't know, even when you hate his brand. They don't understand what it's like to scrape the bottom of 4 or 5 cans to get enough for one last dip. What if I were to tell you that there was a group available with thousands of members that knows exactly what you're going through? Not only do they understand, but they're either thinking about going through it themselves or they're doing it themselves. What if I were to tell you that becoming part of that group wouldn't cost you a dime and would increase your chances of being successful tenfold? That group exists, and it's called killthecan.org. I won't ever tell you that it'll be easy, but I can promise you that all the bullshit that you go through when you quit dipping will be totally worth that freedom. As for making a New Year's resolution a week and a day from now, if you're resolved to quit on January 1st, why not resolve to quit today? As I said before, there is no good day to quit ever. And tomorrow will always look better than today, especially when it's a matter of giving up your best friend. If you're like me, you chewed for 17, 18 years. There are people within our community that have chewed for 20, 30, 40 years. I get it. I understand. I've been there and I've done it. And I'm still sitting here in my car telling you to do it today. Get quit, folks. It is not impossible. Now, if you are one of these folks that needs to have a quit date, I would urge you, please, please, please set that day and stick to it. I simply cannot tell you how many times I've seen somebody stop by our Discord server, our forums over the years and say, I'm quitting tomorrow, I'm quitting next week, quitting by the end of the semester, whatever. Invariably tomorrow or next week or the end of the semester or the New Year's resolution comes and goes with no quit in sight. If you make that promise to yourself, keep it. You'll be glad you did. I can't guarantee 100% success at anything. Nobody can. If they are, they're selling you something. But what I can promise you and what I can guarantee you is that your odds of success will drastically go up from that 12% if you join the Kill the Can community. We tell you the truth. We give you accountability. We give you the truth that a lot of people don't have when they're quitting. Some call it tough love. Some say we're mean. I often say we bust balls because we care. And it's true. We care about our own freedom from slavery, from addiction, from nicotine. And we care about helping other people. We give back on a daily basis. And I can't speak for everybody else, but the reason I give back is because it helps me stay quit. You can do it. I don't know if I'm going to record another episode of the podcast in 2023. I hope that I will, but if I don't, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. It has been an awesome year for the podcast. It's been an awesome year on our Discord server, on our site, on our forums, on our blog, on our social media. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll talk to you soon, quitters. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm honored to be quit with you. Talk to you soon.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.